I am Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, want to hear something cool? Did you know that all kinds of people, we're talking self-made millionaires, we're talking bloggers, we're talking people who post on social media like YouTubers and Instagrammers, and pretty much if you've ever posted on social media in your life, you have done the success tip without even realizing it. Hi, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. So I want to talk to you guys about this really, really cool but hidden success tip that pretty much everyone does, but how to be intentional about it and how to increase its power in your life and see results. I know it's kind of a mouthful, but basically, here's a success tip, and here's how it benefits people. So it's called documenting the journey. So let me tell you a story. The other day, my friend and my sister, we found some old videos from about like 7 years ago, and we were just watching them, and we're just like some of them was like, oh yeah, I remember that. But some of the other ones were like, oh man, I remember that. And we were just having so much fun just going back and watching those videos, like almost looking and seeing a glimpse of the past. It was really cool. And then, so I also noticed this success tip of documenting the journey. Last year when I started writing, I started journaling, and I started around like last October, and then right now it's November, so I've been doing it a little over a year, and it's been really cool lately to go back to the beginning of the journal and see, oh my gosh, that was a year ago? That's that big problem that seemed so huge. It like, seems so tiny in the amount of time that has passed. So documenting the journey is basically a kind of remembrance of what you're going through right now, but it's so powerful for right now, but it gets even better with age. It gets better the longer you've had it. So it's basically a testimonial for yourself to remember where you've come from. It's like writing the story of your life. So it's like writing about like what you're going through, like your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, the roadblocks, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the good, the bad, the struggle, the stepping out of your comfort zone, that when you did that thing that scared you, the adventures, what you've learned, like how you've changed, those aha moments when you're like, oh my gosh, I totally get it, the revelation, like what you're grateful for and what you want to change, you know, the journey. And when you're documenting the journey, it actually gets more valuable over time. Hi, Eileen. It's almost like you are your own motivational speaker. You keep those life lessons, not just in your heart. I mean, they're in there forever. But when you write them down, you have a place to actually visit that point in time again, like that video that we found. So you keep those life lessons, you keep those words of wisdom, you've learned, you've grown, and it's really, really, really encouraging to go back and see how far you've come and realize there's no time to quit right now. You've already come so far. Why would you quit now? Back then it looked completely impossible, but you know what? You already know how it turned out, and that's often how a lot of roadblocks become, like it looks impossible, and then we have to change something, we learn something, and it's like basically like just like another hurdle in a race. It's like, yeah, we've got that one, and you just keep going. Or maybe as you look back, you notice a pattern. You're like, you know what, this thing, the more I write about it, I notice this one thing that's stopping. I notice I have a fear of such and such. I notice that I'm kind of afraid of going out and doing that thing. You might notice a pattern. You might notice a similar thing of something that stopped you before, but you've conquered that already. And in some situations, you can almost do the exact same formula you've already used to conquer what looks like a bigger mountain. But if you can already conquer the small stuff, it's basically just like another step up. If you're faithful with the little things, you'll be made ruler over much. If you can handle the small stuff, if you don't get afraid about the small stuff, you're training yourself to not get upset about the actual big stuff. And it doesn't just have to be writing. I mean, you could record yourself on your phone, you know, voice memos or something, or you can just like do a video and talk, like whatever works for you. You don't just have to physically write. I mean, my personal opinion, you don't have to follow it, but there's just something powerful about going down and physically writing what you're thinking and writing what's going on, and then being able to actually physically hold something in your hand. I don't know, I mean, you technically could hold like electronic, but anyway, but it's like, it's a test. The documenting the journey is a testimonial to yourself. It's you're at like some crossroad and you don't know where to turn and you're going through a really hard time right now. You make a decision and a declaration, and that if you've already done all this, if you've already come this far, so here's what I did, and it works really well. Write your decision in your declaration that quitting isn't an option. When I was going through something, I got out like the notebook, I got out the journal. You don't have to call it a journal, you can call it story of your life, and that sounds kind of cool, but whatever works for you. But I got out my journal and I was basically just writing, like, before I was about to go and like conquer my own Mount Everest for Pete's sake, I was like, you know what, I decide right now that I'm not gonna quit. I decide right now that quitting is not even an option, that there's only room to move forward. I mean, sure, it might feel like I'm taking a step back, but there's only room to go forward when you make that decision to not quit. Okay, does that make sense? So once quitting is off your mind, the only thing you can think of is how to keep progressing, how to build your skill, how to kick harder and run faster and go longer. Okay, does that make sense? So when you write that decision that quitting isn't an option, it's when it's too late to turn back. Also, write down some truth to encourage you. I mean, as I had to write down some personal things like, this isn't going to control me anymore. Corey Ten Boom said, remember in the dark what God told you in the light. So when you're pumped up, you're writing all this stuff like, yeah, quitting. No, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stay focused. And then there comes a day where it's kind of dark. There's a storm. It's kind of stormy. You're not really sure what to do. You're kind of freaking out. You go back to that spot. You go back to that like memorial, I guess, your memorial. You're going back to remember what you've already decided, to confirm that you've already said yes. I mean, and yeah, it's easy in that moment when you're like pumped up and you're like, yeah, you're like motivated, but it's a whole nother thing when you're like, okay, I have to carry this out. I've already promised yourself. And then that becomes your battle cry. Your declaration becomes your battle cry. So you just keep going no matter what seems to be tripping you, as I said before, you notice a pattern of what's stopping you. You keep documenting and you keep going, even though no matter what's going on and all the feelings, all the thoughts, the battle, even if you don't want to remember, trust me when I say you will want to remember the whole path. You will want to remember what you've gone through. You're going to want to remember the whole journey, because you might notice that people who have gone through hardship, the same thing that tried to destroy them, they are destroying that negative thing in other people. That they've gone through poverty, they've gone through bankruptcy, and they're going out and destroying that same thing in other people. And they're building up the good stuff. They're taking people along the same path that they go through. So you're writing the story of your life. You're pretty much writing your autobiography that you don't have to publish. You don't have to be afraid that people are gonna read it. That's like the cool thing about it. But it's you just keep going. You're gonna want to remember the journey. I mean, I wish I would have kept a record of what my journey was like. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that for you, that you keep writing down, no matter if you don't want to remember it, you're going to want to remember your journey, okay? It's not the hardest thing to do either. You could do it right before you start your day or right before you go to sleep, okay? Because I hope this makes sense, and I really hope this encourages you. No matter what you're going through right now, take a note of it, and you'll see over time, you'll notice what's stopping you. You'll notice how to destroy it. That if you've ever destroyed it in the past, you'll know how to destroy it now if it's a similar situation. You'll be able to see things differently. You'll be able to see how much you've grown. You'll be able to see how much you learned. You'll be able to see those aha moments that totally struck like a chord inside you, and you're like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. So I thank you so much for listening, and please like this video, and I will see you next week, and share it with your friends. So I thank you again. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to hear our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.